I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. I know. The whole week is a little juggled, but that's okay. We got all sorts of great stuff going on. I'm just always amazed. I look at some of these protests. It's the same 100 people that show up and seems like they're confused which radical idea they're supposed to be advocating. The one thing they all seem to agree on each and every time is they hate President Trump. And for the life of me, I can't figure that out. You know, yesterday, three separate times on Newsmax, I appeared to support and defend President Trump, especially talking about the criminal issues. Because here, he's gone in, he's made D.C. safe again. Oh, it's beautiful. And he ought to be doing the same thing, I think, in Chicago and some of these other crazy places. So we'll see what happens. Congressman John McGuire, one of my favorite guys, longtime friend. He is my congressman here in the 5th District, does a great job. And I'm happy to say we've got him on with us. Congressman, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Debs. I know I use some push-ups. I'm here with the governor at Liberty University, and they are ribbon cutting a partnership with the State Police Academy. Yeah. To help as students go to school at the same time they get qualified at the same time to be a state trooper. And it's going to really help with the recruitment to keep the people in Virginia safe. So it's exciting to be part of this.
I love that. Yeah, you don't owe me any push-ups at all. You you just have to tell the governor thanks for helping to make that true, because we got the Virginia State Police and Liberty University, two of the finest long-standing institutions in our Commonwealth working together. God almighty, that is wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great partnership. You know, I always tell people we wouldn't have a country without our men and women in law enforcement. You know, every day they leave their house, they don't know if they're going to come home. They risk their life for us.
That's right.
And so we're very blessed to have these men and women, and to have this in District 5 and represent them and be here at the ribbon cutting is a huge, huge honor.
Absolutely it is. Well, I am thrilled that that is happening, John. I'm thrilled that you are back in the 5th District. Every time I turn around, you're in another part of the district. You're meeting with people throughout the district all the time. I've got to think it's a nice respite to get out of that other district, that District of Columbia in the House of Representatives, or at least a couple of days.
Well, I got to head back up there shortly, so I'm glad to be here for this, and then we'll head right on back up there, but we got a lot of work to do, and it's an exciting time. I mean, by the grace of God, to have a trifecta, you know, Republican President Trump, House Representatives, and U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
It's still tricky. It's tough work, but we're working hard for the American people.
So what is it that we're working on now? Because every time I turn around, there's another big win on the part of the president to help help D.C. be safe again. Nobody thought that was possible, and he got that done. Is that something that's on the agenda, or is that something that doesn't really involve Congress?
Well, that's certainly on the agenda. We have to codify everything he does, obviously. Right. You know, the executive orders aren't permanent. What a lot of people don't know, I spent the month of August, all over the district, mm-hmm. you know, telling people how great the big, beautiful bill is.
Yeah.
And one of the things that no one's talking about is that 28 of President Trump's executive orders are codified in the One Big Beautiful Bill. And there's a whole lot of incentives for recruitment for law enforcement and military mm-hmm. and everything else in that One Big Beautiful Bill. But what's on the agenda right now is they created the modern-day budget process in 1977, and that was a series of 12 spending bills or appropriations bills. But sadly, since 1977 to today, we've only had a budget four times. And the last time we had a budget was 1996. So every year since 1996, we've been operating on something called a continuing resolution. which, you know, as a business owner, you want to have some sort of predictability. So it's tough to do that without a budget. And considering we've only passed two of those spending bills so far this year, and we've got to have them done by the end of September, you can see where this is going. But, you know, we didn't get in trouble one day, and we're not going to get out of trouble in one day. But my faith is in President Trump. You know, for the first time in 10 years, you know, the month of June, we had a $35 billion surplus, which is a whole lot better than where we were, where we're spending more than we're making. And of course, it's just getting better each year. So I'm sorry, each month. Yeah. So we're going to keep our foot on the gas and try to turn the ship around for the American people.
I love that. Congressman John McGuire is joining us. Congressman McGuire actually down at Liberty, literally as we speak, with Governor Youngkin, and they're doing a big ribbon cutting for a joint venture with the Virginia State Police and Liberty University. This is going to do great things for those who would like to enter into law enforcement to be able to rack up some credits with Liberty. I mean, just a win-win. John, one of the things that I continue to be concerned with, I've shared this with everybody who will listen, is that this one big beautiful bill, that's now that one big beautiful bill law, does great things. It does great things for people who are in the disability community. It actually protects them, preserves rights, keeps people really from stealing by exploiting the system. And yet I see some of the groups that are standing up and attacking President Trump. So I'm just always concerned when the president does these great things, John, and he not only doesn't get the credit, man, he gets attacked, and it's not even based in any shred of truth.
Yeah, you're right about that. You and I have talked about the importance of that and how people take advantage of it. And President Trump is aware of that, and he's been fighting for that issue. But, you know, I think Margaret Thatcher said if she walked on water, they'd say she couldn't swim. Yeah. And they say the same thing about President Trump. But I know his heart. I know he loves the American people, all American people. Yeah. And, you know, when he says MAGA, make America great again, he means make America great again for all Americans. And it's an honor to be part of this history. I mean, what a historic time to be in Congress to serve with this president.
Let's talk about some of the international things that are going on. Of course, we spoke a couple of weeks ago after you and I had kind of crossed paths in Jerusalem. You were winding up a week or so there. I was beginning a week or so there. President Trump, again, continues to stand with the only democracy in the Middle East.
Hey, and Jeff, and I apologize, but Governor Youngkin's calling me to go in there. I got to go back in there.
All right.
I do apologize. But God
all right,
bless
that'll be
you,
six push-ups then. Those you do.
Yes, sir. All right.
Thank you, man. John McGuire being summoned by the governor. All right. I'm not going to try. What do they call that? Bigfoot? I'm not going to Bigfoot the governor. Come on. It's the governor. All right. Go get going. All right. But thanks so much to Congressman John McGuire. And no, I will. People are on the text line. Jeff, you want to yell at the governor? Okay, I'll yell at the governor the next time I chat with him. I'll let him know. It's let me take a look at what else is going on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. All right. Let's see what else we are looking at here. 757 says, Jeff, democracy, two wolves and a sheep deciding among themselves who will be dinner. That word is not used in any document in the founding of our country. You're right, which is why it is always, always, always so hysterical to hear folks like the mayor of Chicago, this moron Zamdami, whatever his name is, up there in New York, the governor of Illinois, that J.B. Pritzker, talking about how we're going to defend democracy. And you think, man, we don't have that. We have a representative republic. We invite people to be involved. For goodness sake, we always invite people to be involved. But no, we are just not going to devolve into anarchy, although Chicago seems to be a half step away. I want you to think about this for one second.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You have a mayor and a governor there who hate President Trump so much, which by extension means they hate you. They hate me. They hate us so much that they would rather human beings lose their lives in Chicago than accept any sort of help from President Trump. Now, President Trump doesn't have to ask permission on this one. President Trump can just start moving stuff in, moving some assets in, and good for him. I hope that that's just what he's going to wind up doing. But it is sad. You know what is interesting, though? Muriel Bowser, the mayor of the District of Columbia, Democrat, oh gosh, hardcore left-wing Democrat, she has now publicly, time and again, thanked President Trump for deploying law enforcement assets and National Guard troops to the district, because he is really, really, really making it safer. Yeah, there you go. 804 says, Jeff, just like the border, we don't need new laws to stop crime. We just needed a new president. You're right. New sheriff in town, as they say. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.